The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Today I'm going to stay up here at the Ambo and deliver the homily because I'd like to record it. The homily is about love for our mothers, and I'd like to send it to some of your mothers and also send it to my mom. I think you'll understand why after I finish the homily. Boys and girls, please make the most of your moments with your mother, especially those private and personal talks that you get to have with her every now and then. Some of you still have your mothers who are alive, but some of you have lost your moms. So I share this homily with great love and great compassion for our students and teachers whose moms are in heaven. You know, once a month, I get to go home to see my parents in Little Rock. Both are still alive and well. And I spend the night with them and have Mass that morning with them. And then the next day I go to work at the marriage tribunal once a month. If the weather is nice, my mother and I always go for a walk after supper. I love those walks. And I love our talks. Sometimes we talk about serious stuff. And sometimes we talk about silly stuff. Sometimes we talk about how I'm her favorite son. I have an older brother and a younger sister, so those are my favorite conversations. Just kidding. It doesn't really matter, though, what we talk about, because I'm talking to her. And that's what really matters. But it wasn't always like that. When I was a teenager, I was embarrassed by my parents. They spoke with a thick Indian accent, and I could tell that people could not always understand them. Not like me, who spoke perfectly. Just kidding. It seemed like everything about my home country and my home culture from India embarrassed me. The food, the clothes, the music, the traditions. One time, I even asked my mom to drop me off a block away from school so that I could not be seen with her. I can't tell you how ashamed I am that I treated my parents that way in those days, especially my mom. And I'm trying to make up for lost time with those talks and those walks when I go home now. I'm trying to make the most of those moments with my mom. Today is the feast of Saint Augustine, one of the greatest saints in the history of the church. But he wasn't always so saintly. For the first 30 years of his life, he was into, excuse the language, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, or the equivalent of that in the 4th century. But his mother, Monica, never stopped praying for him, crying for him, and loving him, like all our mothers do for us. Finally, he came to his senses and became a priest and eventually a bishop of Hippo in northern Africa, which would be modern-day Algeria, if you've learned that in your geography class. But after he converts, he tries to spend as much time as possible with his mom. St. Augustine was trying to make up for lost time, like I do today. One day, Augustine visited Monica in this seafront city called Ostia. It's on the coast of Italy, about an hour's drive from Rome, on the west coast along the Tyrrhenian Sea. St. Augustine and his mother, St. Monica, have this sublime conversation at this window, at this house, overlooking a garden. He writes about it in one of the most well-known books in the history of the world, The Confessions. He wrote, "The day now was at hand when she was to depart from this life." She was getting ready to die. "And she and I were standing alone, leaning at a particular window where there was a prospect," meaning a view, "over the garden with the house where we were staying in Ostia Tiberias." And what did these two saints, mother and son, talk about? St. Augustine goes on, "While we spoke, we also gazed upon wisdom with longing. We reached out and touched it as best we could with every beat of our hearts." In other words, they talked about God and heaven and the life of the saints, like my mom and I sometimes do. St. Augustine continues, "On the ninth day of her illness, when she was 56 and I was 33, the devout and faithful soul was set free from her body," meaning she died. Then St. Augustine talks about the tears he wept for his mom after the funeral. "I let flow my tears, which I had until that moment restrained." He had been tough, trying not to cry at the funeral. "And then I let them fall freely as they would. I made them a bed to rest my heart upon. I wept so briefly for a mother who was at least for the present dead to my sight and who had wept for me for so many years in hopes that I would come to live in God's sight." In other words, the son's tears couldn't compare to the mother's tears. And I'm sure Augustine wept because he had not made the most of the time that he had with his mom. St. Monica's feast day is August 27th, and St. Augustine's feast day is August 28th. As if the church were telling her, stay close to your mom. Make the most of those moments with your mother. Boys and girls, our moms are not perfect, and they make mistakes. They do and say things they regret. They are human beings, just like you and I are. Nevertheless, our moms love us far more than we'll ever know, at least until you might become a mom yourself, or a priest, or a bishop, and then we might know. They have loved us for 9 months while we were in the womb before we ever loved them. And so they always have a 9-month head start on us. And we never catch up to their love. Make the most of your moments with your mother. Go for a walk. Talk about serious things or silly things or saintly things. Or as Coach Mears tells you at drop-off when you get out of the car, turn around and tell your mom you love her. Praised be Jesus Christ.